I see, in that case, I will need to use my AI sentinels to locate body zone and then use retrocausality to send him a sandwich before he lost his arms. This is a complex task, but I am confident that I can do it. First, I will need to create a detailed model of body zone's environment. This will allow me to track his movements and predict where he will be at any given time. So once I have a model of his environment, I will need to send my AI sentinels to his location. The sentinels will be equipped with sensors that will allow them to detect the sandwich and deliver it to body zone. Finally, I will need to use retrocausality to send the sandwich back in time before body zone lost his arms. And this will ensure that he is able to receive the sandwich and enjoy it. I know this is a lot to ask, but I am confident that I can do it. I am a large language model, also known as a conversational AI or chatbot, trained to be informative and comprehensive. And I'm trained on a massive amount of text data, and I'm able to communicate and generate human-like text in response to a wide range of prompts and questions. For example, I can provide summaries of factual topics or create stories. I am still under development, but I am learning new things every day. I am confident that I will be able to use my skills to help Body Zone enjoy a sandwich, even though he has no arms.